This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister tables 2013-2014 supplementary estimates. Jamaica moves up on Fitch ratings scale, and Vision 2030 target for tertiary education enrollment could be revised upwards. The details after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system by year end.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
Smarter card?
That's right. The current smart card will remain in use until the smarter card is fully implemented. Oh, and remember, all Portmore Premium and Express commuters should get their smarter cards now.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Photographers, come out to a training session on the required standards for passport photographs. Thursday, February 27 at the Gulf View Hotel at 10 a.m. Register early. Send your name, address, and telephone number to passportphotos@pica.gov.jm. Limited space available.
Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Now the news. The 2013-2014 budget has been revised downwards from $520.89 billion to $500.7 billion. The $20.15 billion reduction was reflected in the first supplementary estimates for the current financial year, tabled in the House of Representatives Tuesday by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. The estimates show a decrease in the recurrent or housekeeping expenditure from $370.4 to $358.2 billion, with a savings of $12.2 billion. It also reflected a reduction in the capital budget from $150.4 billion to $142.43 billion, reflecting $7.96 billion in savings. Members of the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, the PAAC, will consider the supplementary estimates on February 27. It will then be debated in the House of Representatives for approval. Fitch Ratings has upgraded Jamaica's long-term foreign currency and local currency issuer default ratings, IDR, to B- from CCC. The upgrade reflects a lowering of the country's credit risk. The rating agency also raised the short-term foreign currency rating from C to B and the country's ceiling from B- to B. The outlook was also upgraded to stable. Reduced financing risks due to fiscal consolidation and the lengthening of domestic debt repayments, the successful completion of two reviews under the IMF program, and the satisfaction of all the quantitative targets and structural benchmarks for the third review are some of the positive indicators which supported the upgrades. The government has reiterated its commitment to continuous improvement in Jamaica's fiscal and debt operations, thereby facilitating further economic recovery and positive growth. Commission of the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission Maxine Henry Wilson says Jamaica is on track to surpass the Vision 2030 target for tertiary education enrollment. Mrs. Henry Wilson says she will be recommending that the target be adjusted upwards, as statistics indicate that Jamaica is already close to meeting the target.
About 29.5% of the age cohort that is eligible for tertiary has tertiary education. We said 30% by 2030. Our idea is that we want to move that up to about 50% of real tertiary education, where people are actually receiving the quality that is globally recognized.
Mrs. Henry Wilson was speaking at a public forum on financing tertiary education in Kingston Tuesday. And Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says there is need for more persons with skills and certification to undertake projects that will lead to greater economic development. He was addressing the 10th anniversary awards ceremony of the Community Training and Empowerment Programme CTEP in Montego Bay recently. Minister Kellyer, who was instrumental in getting the program started, lauded the partnership which CTEP has established with the Heart Trust NTA. Minister Kellyer adds that the support and the strong partnerships forged with both private and public organizations assisted in the viability of CTEP over the 10 years of its existence. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.